Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, More Than Investing. Today's podcast is from a Commonwealth piece titled, What to Do If You're a Victim of Tax Identity Theft. When it comes to filing tax returns, many people worry about completing every form correctly according to the instructions. Unfortunately, taxpayers now have a bigger problem to contend with, the possibility that a scam artist may file a fraudulent return in their name. It happens all too frequently according to the IRS, which estimates that it will process 21 billion in phony tax returns next year. How the scam works. To fraudulently file a tax return, a thief just needs your name, social security number, and date of birth. From there, he or she can easily falsify W-2 information and attempt to claim a refund in your name. You, the taxpayer, most likely won't find out about the fraud until it's too late, when you receive notification from the IRS that your real tax return has been rejected. Once you report the fraud, it can take 6 months or more to clear up the issue with the IRS and get your refund. Cyber criminals obtain victims' information in a number of ways, posing as an IRS representative and asking for personal details via phone or email, sending phishing emails, stealing your W-2 from your mailbox, and exploiting unsecured Wi-Fi networks, to name a few. Unfortunately, with tax fraud, your social security number has been compromised, which means that you may face other identity theft-related problems in the future. What do you need to do? Unlike your credit card number, your SSN cannot simply be canceled and changed when it's stolen. If you've fallen victim of tax identity theft, taking these steps can help you protect yourselves from the fraudulent use of your social security number going forward. Notified the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, the Social Security Administration, and IRS. The more quickly you take action, the less damage will be done. In addition to calling the IRS Protection Specialized Unit, you'll want to file a complaint with the FTC and notify the SSA. Complete and submit IRS Form 14039. If you haven't done so already, fill out the form, the identity theft affidavit, so that the IRS is aware that your future returns may be at risk. Apply for an identity protection PIN. Identity theft victims can register for a 6-digit PIN, which the IRS uses to confirm your identity on future tax returns and prevent further misuse of your Social Security number. Notify one of the major credit bureaus. Report the fraud and place an alert on your credit report with one of the three major credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, or Equifax. When you file a report with one bureau, they are legally required to alert the other two. A fraud alert on your credit report will require potential creditors or lenders to contact you directly and obtain permission before opening a new line of credit. Strongly consider purchasing credit monitoring to keep tabs on your credit report. Credit monitoring services will not only alert you when someone applies for a new line of credit in your name, but they will monitor existing accounts and notify you of any changes. Many also offer recovery assistance services, monetary and legal assistance, and insurance that covers identity theft counseling, as well as financial relief. And staying vigilant. Once you've resolved the issue, you may not face another identity theft problem for a couple of years. Given that at least one thief has your social security number, however, it's important to stay alert. Here are some tips to keep in mind. Starting with 2015 tax year, file your taxes as soon as possible using your PIN. Remember that the IRS will never contact you electronically and only rarely via phone. It typically communicates via letters through the U.S. Postal Service. If you receive a phone call from someone claiming to be the IRS, hang up and call your local IRS office directly. Again, credit monitoring may help you keep tabs on the situation and alert you to possible fraudulent activity. For more information, including ways to reduce your risk of this type of fraud, visit the IRS Taxpayer Guide to Identity Theft at www.irs.gov. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.